On January 14, 1938, 16-year-old Ralph Kelly helped two women trapped in a New Hampshire factory fire.
A century ago, Andrew Carnegie created a fund to honor and compensate ordinary people who put their lives at risk to save others. Since then, the Carnegie Hero Fund has recognized nearly 9,000 individuals.
3 days earlier, Kelly had started working as a floor boy at the plant in Nashua, which made heels for shoes. Late that afternoon, he was on the ground floor of the two-story building when a fire erupted among flammable waste and quickly spread along the ceiling toward the only staircase. All of the second-floor workers escaped except for two sisters, one of whom was panicked by the flames. Kelly dashed up the stairs and started to lead the women down, but flames now blocked their escape. Instead, they ran across the workroom to a window overlooking the snow-covered lot. As flames filled the room, each climbed through the window and dropped to the ground 17 feet below. Both women sustained minor injuries from the fall, but Kelly fractured two vertebrae. Hospitalized 5 months, the teenager was permanently paralyzed from the waist down. In addition to a Carnegie Medal, Kelly received a monthly grant for 35 years to help compensate for his injuries.
A Century of Heroes is made possible by MSA, having a passion for safety for 90 years. For more on this hero, visit carnegiehero.org. I'm Barbara Seek Taylor.
And I'm David Baer.